Give thanks. How about that? What a perfect song for this, you know, Thanksgiving week. Cry out, save us, O God our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Can you pray with me before we get started? Lord God, just thank you for everyone here, for bringing them here safely this morning and coming here just to learn more about you and worship you, Lord. Lord, just give me the words to speak this morning, and may whatever I say just be in your name, Lord. As I pray. Amen. You know, growing up in the Thompson household, my mom always told me to mind my manners, and my dad too, I guess. But always teaching me to say, you know, yes, ma'am, you know, yes, sir, and of course, thank you. I remember whenever I went somewhere with an adult, right when I get home, as soon as I step in that door, they're like, were you on your best behavior? Did you use your best manners? I guess, of course, mom. Although, I didn't always. It's something you learn as a child, you know, say thank you. And it stays with you as you get older. You know, as time goes on, you get used to saying thank you, and it becomes kind of a day-to-day saying. You know, it's when anything does something nice for you, your first reaction is, oh, thank you. Because I think that's who we are as humans. We're thankful for what we have. But as we look at the word, the thanks, the true meaning, in the dictionary, it's described as a noun and a verb. A noun being an expression of gratitude. A verb expressing gratitude. You know, I look at thanks in two different ways. When saying thanks versus expressing or giving thanks. You know, this week is Thanksgiving, and I know all my family will go to my grandparents, and the typical Thanksgiving day, let me map it out for you, the men are together, you know, doing manly things, outside shooting guns, or inside, you know, in fellowship, or watching a football game or the parade, while the women, they're in the kitchen. That's just the way it works in my house. But I think the lesson we can learn from this is, you know, the men are sitting down, the women are doing the work. This is a real testament for the men. You know, I'm sure after the meal you're very thankful for what they've made. And I'm sure they appreciate you saying, hey, thank you. Thank you for this great meal you've given us. But how much more would it mean to them if you helped them cook? Or you did the dishes for them afterwards. And, you know, you're really saying thank you by showing people that you were thankful. Thanksgiving is a time for thanks. I mean, thank your family, thank for your friends. I know before we say the blessing on Thanksgiving, we all get in a circle and, you know, say what we're really thankful for. And this time of year is really time to be thankful for God. You know, you think about God has given us so much. And we have so much to be thankful for God. I mean, he sent his son to this earth who died on the cross for us, for our sins, so that we may live eternal. I mean, that is amazing. There's no greater gift than that, eternal life. Now, I once heard of a man who, when he gets up in the morning, the first thing he does is say, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day and my part in it. And I think it's a great way just to wake up and just say, Lord, you know, I give this day to you. Whatever you have planned, you know, just let it be your will, Lord. You know, and we think about how often do we pray? Maybe once a day, twice a day. Maybe even 10 times a day. You know, how many times do we humbly sit down and thank God for what he has given us? it's truly humbling just to sit there and think of everything, like said, like the verse said, you know, thank Him for everything. I mean, you could spend days thanking Him for everything He has done for you. You know, on a day-to-day basis, we usually say thanks before we eat. We say a blessing, which is full of thanks and praise. Sometimes we may say thanks after a long day at work or at school. You know, Lord, just thank you for getting me through this day. It was a really tough day. God, just thank you for being there with me and guiding me along the way. A lot of times you say thanks at night. Like nighttime, when you get in your bed, it's a quiet time. It's the perfect time just to be alone with God. You know, you thank Him for your health, your family, maybe like a beautiful sunset. You saw that in the morning. Like I said, you know, thank Him for our freedom. And we sit there and just exalt His name. We praise Him for all that He has done, and not only that day, but in our lives. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, it reads, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I think this is a very powerful verse. I think many of you are familiar with it. But, you know, I'd like to break it down a little bit. First thing, be joyful always. You know, I think we all have the hard, disappointing times in life. And it's like, wow, I can't be joyful at this time. And, I think this really focuses on our level of anger sometimes. You know, if we see ourselves getting angry at something, we can look back and say, hey, God wants us to be joyful always. Pray continually. Now, I don't believe God wants us to sit in continuous prayer all day. But I do believe that this is saying it's a strong representation in the power of prayer. But I think we don't have to be in continuous prayer with God all day, but prayer to me is not only just sitting down praying to God, but it's also through our daily actions. It's, you know, maybe singing in the car, a hymn, or just always thinking about God. Thinking about God, that's prayer. I mean, through a daily conversation with Him, that's all He wants. That's all He wants from us. In Matthew 7:7-8, it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." It also says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." And I know there's events in my life, I'm sure in your own, that are good and some are bad. But I feel like we can learn from either good or bad situations. You know, how to avoid bad situations. Or how to really treasure the good ones. And what God has put in our life. And just, you know, give thanks. Give thanks for everything He has done for us. God's will. It says, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It's God's intention, His desire for us to obey Him, to be joyful always, to pray continually, and to give thanks. And the best way we can give thanks is by showing thanks all the times. I think there's a lot of times when we say thanks to God, you know, through our prayers, but on a day-to-day basis, how often do we show God that we are thankful? It's just like we should obey our parents. Like I know when Mama gets home from a long day at work, the last thing she wants to do is fix a meal. Believe. the end of the meal, I'm like, wow, Mom, that was great. You know, I'm really thankful for that meal. And then I sit back and I realize, well, she worked all day for me. She fixed this meal for me. Like, how can I show her that I am thankful? I think it's the little things we do at home when she's at work that we do, things that we do to show that we are thankful, like running the vacuum or into the dishwasher or something. I guess a lot of times we just do dad's chores. But, you know, sorry, Dad. But we're not always joyful. We're not always reading the Bible. We're not always in continuous contact with the Lord through prayer or song. We're not always reaching out to others like He wants us to do. And one thing He wants us to do is develop that relationship with Him. In Psalm 53:2, it says, God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek Him. Any who understand, any who seek Him, who seek God. That's saying that He wants to have a relationship with us. And I think that's one of our true callings in life. What He really wants is not for us to not only do good acts or spread His word, but develop that lasting relationship with Him. So one day when we get to heaven, we'll have that relationship with Him. And I know being a Christian isn't hard. It doesn't always come easy. I mean, God knows we're going to fail sometimes. And that's just part of life. And He says, we will fall short of the glory of God. But I don't believe that we shouldn't try. And we should try to be the best person day to day that we can. And God can help us through that day. Be with us to help us to make us the best person that we can be. So I challenge you just to show God that you are thankful. You are thankful for your family, your friends, this church family. I mean, y'all are great. We have such a great bond here, and we are all thankful for each other. I know it. In James 1:22, it says, do not merely listen to the word, so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. I think God gives us a lot of commands in the Bible, and it's hard to obey all of them because there are so many. But He wants us to do God, and He wants us to do what God, we should do what God wants us to do, and do His will of being joyful always, praying continually, giving thanks. On a day-to-day basis, we just focus on doing the little things that will help us along, like reading your Bible to your child, maybe bringing food to those who are hungry, an uplifting note to someone in need, someone who's had a rough week, or the easiest thing would be to pray and go to God. He's always there. He's never going to reject your prayer. He's always going to listen. Now, these are the ways that we can truly show that we are thankful. I think we just let us be the fruits of the Spirit. Now let's live out His commandments. And do what He says. Do His will. Now, I think we can show our family on a daily basis that we are thankful. Show to our friends that we are thankful. Most importantly, God. Show to God that we are thankful. Not only through our words, but through our actions. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just thank You for bringing us all here safely today. Just for speaking to our hearts, Lord. May we have that relationship with You that You want from us. Let us do Your will day to day. Lord, as this is Thanksgiving week with Coaches, let us give thanks to our family, to our friends, and most importantly, you, God. And let us not only say thanks, let us show thanks. Let's show that we are thankful. We are thankful to be on this earth and spread your word so one day we will be able to live with you. Lord God, just be with us and guide us always. In your holy Son's name we pray.
Thank you very much. Let us thank God now by singing now. Thank we all our God. Please stand together.
Thank you.